Technomum, with the Institution of Engineering and Technology, advancing and sharing technology.
I love our touchscreen tablet computer. It's brilliant to download and play all the fun game apps. Unfortunately, our daft cat Misty loves it too. She always watches me when I'm playing Happy Fish and tries to pat the screen. Maybe she thinks the fish are real. I told you she was daft.
Misty, get off! Mom, that cat keeps putting her paws on the screen. Oh no, she's made me fail the level.
Come on, Misty. Oh, let's get you down from there. I dread to think where those paws have been.
How do touchscreens work, Mum? How come my finger and Misty's paw can work the game?
It's all to do with electrical charges. Come on, I'm making a sandwich. It might possibly help explain how they're put together. Right, tablet computers or anything with a touchscreen might look pretty thin, but just like a sandwich, they're made up of a stack of layers. The computer that makes the whole thing work is at the bottom. You can't see it, but it's very important. Ham or salami?
Salami, please.
On top of the computer layer at the bottom are various layers of glass to make the display crisp and clear. Lettuce or cucumber?
Lettuce, please. Thanks, that's great, Mum. Glass doesn't sound that clever.
Well, the next layer of the tablet is the cleverest one. It's just under the surface, and it's the bit that senses touch. It's called a conductive layer, or the capacitive screen.
So that's the bit that can tell what my fingers are doing. Like in my Happy Fish game. It can tell when I've got the right fish in the right net.
Not quite. This high-tech layer can tell where on the screen your finger is. It sends that information back to the computer, which is where the game is really running.
I was beginning to think that this was actually a bit creepy. I mean, we can sense when someone's touching us, but we're made up of skin and nerves and blood and stuff like that. How can a bit of computer do all that?
This high-tech layer, it's not alive, is it, Mum?
No, silly, it's not alive, but it has something in common with you. You're both carrying an electrical charge. It's too weak to feel, but the capacitive screen's electrical charge is disrupted by your finger, which carries a different electrical charge. Information about the difference is carried back to the computer for processing. If you imagine, the screen is like the surface of a smooth pond. It looks flat, but if you dipped a finger in it, it would send ripples out, wouldn't it? It's a little like that.
You said that this layer is just under the surface. What's on top?
Well, normally it's a strong protective layer that lets these electrical charges from your finger through, but stops the screen getting chipped or scratched. It also makes it easy to wipe off fingerprints, as well as paw prints.
Hang on, though. When I try to use a pencil or a stylus from my games console on the screen, it knows they're not my finger.
It's just because the pencil or your stylus don't carry a charge at all, so they don't disturb the electrical charge on the capacitive layer. And anyway, you shouldn't use things like that on the screen because they might damage it.
Right. Touchscreens are pretty amazing, though, aren't they, Mum? And also, I can play some cool games.
It's not just for games. You get touchscreens in the library, the doctor's surgery, all over the place these days.
Not really as much fun as the apps on the tablet, though.
Not everything has to be fun, Tim.
Technomum, with the Institution of Engineering and Technology, advancing and sharing technology.